pain is a fact of life. Sadly, though, there are too many churches these days that seem to have lost the will to comfort those who are hurting. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let me ask you this. What makes a community? What is it that sets a genuine community apart from a bunch of people who just hang out together? I've thought about that a lot, and I don't have all the answers yet. But there is one thing that I look for when I'm looking for a church that's a genuine faith community. It's this: when someone's hurting, that there are people who are hurting with that person, other people feeling that person's pain. I remember the first church I ever went to. I was in great pain at the time. That's why I showed up. One day, something happened that caused me to weep, and the pastor, Phil, he sat with me in the empty church on the hard wooden pew, and he wept with me. In a world where we brush past one another on the way to where we're going, in a world where we walk over the top of one another, that one thing really stood out for me. It's something that I'll never forget. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26 and 27. If one part of the body suffers, then all parts suffer with it. Or if one part is honored, then all the other parts share its honor. If all of you together are the body of Christ, each one of you is a part of that body. In your church, in your faith community, whatever that looks like, when someone else is hurting, how do people respond? How do you respond? Because if one part of the body suffers, then all the other parts must suffer with it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Feeling someone else's pain, hurting with them when they're hurting, is one of the most powerful expressions of the love of Christ. That simple act of love has the power to change a life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet, The Power of Love. To request your copy, stop by at christianityworks.com. You'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.